Their eloquent nomination stated, "Caitlin always greets us with smiles and actively listens to our wants and needs. She's helped us transition into the workforce and provided information on social groups and community activities. We are so blessed to have her in our lives." If you know a Murray Ridge employee whose work has significantly contributed to the well-being of people with developmental disabilities, nominate that employee for an Exceptional Service Award by contacting Chris Vasco at 329-3734. This has been a Murray Ridge Reminder on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
Bullseye on the Afternoon talks baseball every Friday afternoon at 4:10 with Jim Rosenhaus. Brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Rosie will talk Tribe.
You know, Terry Francona is kind of looking forward to just a different group here. And does that mean it's going to be more challenging? You bet.
And you can win tickets to an upcoming game. Friday afternoons at 4:10 on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
Weekday afternoons at 5:15, University Hospitals presents You and Your Health. Hear about medical treatments and advancements. University Hospitals, You and Your Health on AM 930 WEOL, 100.3 FM, the WEOL app, and on WEOL.com.
When severe weather cuts across Lorain and Medina counties, depend on the radio station on the edge of the storm. Your official weather station, locally owned and locally responsive. AM 930 WEOL.
Bullseye on weather on AM 930 and the all-new 100.3 FM. Scattered showers overnight, then again Tuesday. Our low tonight, 65. Tuesday's high, 77.
Right now, it's 73 and cloudy.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
And on the new 100.3 FM as well, Bullseye on the Afternoon, coming your way from studio control today after being on the road for about a week. He's Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bullbarch. Getting you ready for Labor Day weekend. A lot of awesome things happening in the area, one of which the Cleveland National Air Show. So much fun every single year. And here to tell us more about the air show, we have Kim Dell standing by. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I am great, Andy, and very excited to be here.
Well, I'm not even sure where to begin. You guys have something for just about everyone. It'll be a very busy, a very exciting weekend for you guys. I want to start with the U.S. Air Force F-35 Lightning Tactical Demo. Just looking at some pictures of this earlier today, it looks really cool. Tell us all about this demo and what makes it so awesome.
Well, the F-35 is the U.S. Air Force's latest fifth-generational fighter, and it has the world's most powerful jet engine. And what's so spectacular about this is the first year for the tactical demonstration for the F-35, and Cleveland is one of only 15 cities to host this TAC demo. So this is a historic appearance this year at this year's show.
Seems like that's going to be awesome, but then again, there are a lot of awesome things happening both in the air and on the ground. And while we're on the ground, let's discuss the Shockwave Jet Truck. It's a really cool name, but what makes the Shockwave Jet Truck so cool?
Well, if you can imagine this, you know, when you're driving down the freeway and you go by, you know, a Peterbilt semi-truck, so imagine it doesn't have a rig attached to the back, but on the back instead are strapped three jet engines. And this truck spews flames and smoke, and it screams and screeches down the runway while it actually races an airplane. And this happens not once, but twice each show day.
So this thing will race a jet?
No, it has three jet engines on it, and it races an airplane. Yeah, so
it races an airplane. I'm sorry.
Yeah, over 300 miles an hour down the runway.
Woo!
What like kind a drag race.
What kind of a CDL do you need to operate
Man, no
that
kidding.
Thing?
It's a very special license.
Yes, I'm sure just not any Tom, Dick, or Harry can get up there and get behind the wheel of one of those things. But we're also giving away tickets, we should mention, to the Cleveland National Air Show. Tune in for your cue to call here at the end of the interview. We'll let you know what number to call to win those tickets. Well, the Thunderbirds are also going to be at this year's air show. And for those who have never seen the Thunderbirds, tell us why this is going to be something you're not going to want to miss.
Well, they are great. They are a feature performer, and you know, they do so many different maneuvers. There's diamond formations, there's all of them together, there's solo demonstrations, they're doing knife edge passes. They really fill the sky up with smoke and music. And that's another plus being on the air show grounds. That is professionally narrated by a team member. So they're explaining all the maneuvers and what's taking place.
We are speaking with Kim Dell about this weekend's Cleveland National Air Show here in downtown Cleveland. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You guys have something called the Meet a Hero event. Kids have a chance to pack parachutes, whole nine yards. What's this all about?
Well, this is just basically scattered all over the air show grounds. We have over 40 airplanes on what we call static display, so people can get into the cockpit, meet pilots, walk through airplanes. A lot of our crews this year are actually from Northeast Ohio. These are guys and gals that grew up going to the Cleveland Air Show as young children and caught the aviation bug, and they're bringing their airplanes home for their hometown to see. So it's really great to see the kids interact with all of these, like, true heroes that we have. So it's just one of the advantages of coming inside the gates. You don't get that experience when you're, say, out on a boat or on top of a building watching the air show.
Very cool stuff. And you also have a lot of virtual reality experiences available at the air show. It's basically a pretty wide range here. What kinds of virtual reality experiences will be available?
Well, we have a couple of new things this year. We're going to have the U.S. Air Force Hangar. This will be the first time it's in Cleveland. This is a very large exhibit that has a couple of different components to it. But one of the cool things is using kinetic technology, you can be a crew chief where you would actually signal an F-35. The Army actually is also bringing what's called a usability lab, and I think this is really cool. People will be able to strap on an Oculus Rift headset. Those are those big headsets you see in virtual reality, and people will actually be able to experience parachuting into the Army-Navy football game with the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team.
Wow, very cool.
Isn't that cool?
That sounds really awesome.
I've always wanted to go to that game, so I guess this will be the closest I can get to it. I'll go put on a headset and jump.
Hey, you know what? That's probably as close as a lot of us are ever going to get, but that still sounds like it's about as close as you could possibly get without actually being there. It's all part of what the virtual reality experience is all about, I suppose.
It is, yeah.
You guys also have a scavenger hunt for the kids as well. What all goes on with this scavenger hunt at the air show?
This is definitely for the little kids. They go and check in at the Ohio State Aviation Tent, and they get a little scavenger hunt list, and they go from display to display, and they ask aviation questions and get the answers, and they get stickers. And then when they've completed it, they go back to Ohio State's tent, and they get a little logbook and some wings saying that they, you know, completed the scavenger hunt. So it's really cute, and it's a great way for kids to learn about aviation, too, at the same time.
Tim, there's a lot of interactive here. Is that one of the things that's kind of evolved over time? I mean, obviously, there didn't used to be VR, but is that something you guys have kind of worked on to add? I mean, the show's great. You hear people talk about that all the time, but to really get people involved in the planes and all, too.
Yeah, it's definitely something we have, as you said, honed in on, trying to really enhance the guest experience on the air show grounds with much more, you know, interactive things. And people are here anywhere from, like, 4 to 6 hours. So it's kind of like going to an amusement park for the day, you know, because you can still walk around while the flying is going on. You're not going to miss anything, you know, if you're walking around the static display planes. It's a very different experience than, say, going to a sporting event.
I think that's spot on. Because of all those who I've spoken to who have been to the air show, they say the exact same thing. It's almost like you're at an amusement park. There's so many interesting things to check out along the way. And it's really kind of a learning experience as well. I think it's cool, too, because you think of the title of the show, the National Air Show. You think you have to look up in the sky to enjoy all the festivities. But there's a ton going on the ground as well. Kim, I know we've hit on a few of these already, but what are some of the other new additions to this year's air show?
We are going to have a new area called Kitty Concourse, and this is really for parents that are here on site with, you know, children like infant to seven-year-old. So it'll be an area kind of in the back of the spectator area where they kind of got to get out of the hubbub of things, and we'll have, you know, diaper changing, nursing station, crafts and activities, a parent lounge. So kind of listening to some feedback from spectators that might making it a little bit more user-friendly for those younger children.
Well, Kim, I know this is an extraordinarily busy week for you guys, so we really do appreciate you taking some time to join us here. Everything gets going this Friday, correct?
Yes. Well, actually, the show is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, but you guys are probably going to hear some planes come about Wednesday. We have a few performers that have already arrived today, but the loud ones will start on Wednesday.
The loud ones will start Wednesday, and then everything opens up to the public on Saturday. Labor Day weekend's always an interesting time in downtown Cleveland. If you can't see the air show, you're right. You can always hear it in some form or fashion. Kim, thank you again so much for the time. We're looking forward to this weekend.
Thanks, Andy. You have a great holiday.
Thank you very much. You do the same. Again, that's Kim Dell with the Cleveland National Air Show joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You ever been to the air show?
I haven't. I've seen other air shows. I really want to get to this one right now. I think the kids are a little small. I don't know that I could spend 4 to 6 hours out there with them. And if I go, I'm going to take advantage of that. I mean, like I said, what seems to be on display is really neat. I know they always have those planes out there so folks can take a look at them. But, you know, the other thing I love, it's right over the lake, so there's no real obstructions. You can see everything that's going on.
Absolutely. Well, if you want 4 tickets to the Cleveland National Air Show, you're in luck. You just have to call 440-322-0930. I know we gave away a few on Facebook the other day, and if you weren't lucky enough to win those, well, again, you're in luck because we're giving away 4. 440-322-0930.